Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going over to our friends Free FM on 89.0, coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato. And happy new year to you all, folks, out there. I hope you it's got off to a good start for you, and I hope you're looking forward to the year coming up. And this year, this week on the show, I should say, we are going to have a look at some of the themes that may be emerging as the year goes by in the primary sector and things like that. We'll do some weather and also some gardening to do, things like that as well, on the show coming up. And all this to follow after the song here by Mississippi John Hurt called The Ballad of Stagger Lee.
Stagger Lee was a desperator. And you know, Stagger Lee, him and his partner, they robbed the coal mine one time. Get me right. All right, they go down the coal mine. The boys had got paid off from having a little game. Money all over the floor. Stagger Lee and his partner got himself placed. And says, hey, boys. They said, yeah. Say, what if old Stagger Lee and them was walking here? One guy bit at the line had stole his Stetson hat, and he thought everything was all right. Didn't make any difference if it was bit at the line. He picked up a .44. He says, Stagger Lee's gun won't shoot a bit harder than this. About this time, Stagger Lee's partner knocked his hat off with a bullet. See, he got his nerve, he dropped his gun. This guy, he has a wife and two children. He comes begging, please don't take my life. I got two little babies and a darling, loving wife. Oh, yeah? Another guy went to take it up, you see? See what I mean? He reached for his gun. Bullet sended him right between the eyes. All right, that settled him. When they got the money and was going on, Stag's partner was crying. He says, oh, you got weak. He said, no, I'm not weak. Yes, you are. Says, you're crying because you killed that man. He said, no. He said, I'm not crying because I killed that man. He said, yes, you are. I said, well, what are you crying about? He said, I missed my shot. Hit him between the eye, and he intended to hit him right in that right eye. Police and officer, how can it be? You can arrest everybody, but cruel Stagger Lee. That bad man, oh, cruel Stagger Lee. Oh, Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. Says I got two little babies, darling, loving wife. That bad man. Oh, cruel Stagger Lee. What I care about you two little babies, darling, loving wife, says you done stole my Stetson hat. I'm bound to take your life. He's a bad man. Oh, cruel Stagger Lee. .44, when a spy opened the line, he's lying down in the floor. That bad man, oh, cruel Stagger Lee. Mm-hmm. off the jury. What you think of that? Says Stagger Lee, killed Bill Lyon, bought a $5 Stetson hat. He's a bad man, old cruel Stagger Lee. Stagger Lee did curse. The judge said, let's kill him, or he killed some of us. He's a bad man, old cruel Stagger Lee. Stagger Lee, Kingpin Lot, bought a $5 Stetson hat. He's a bad man, old cruel Stagger Lee. Standing on the gallows, head well high, at 12 o'clock to kill him. They's all glad to see him die. He's a bad man, old cruel Stagger Lee.
Mississippi John Hurt there with the Ballad of Stagger Lee. Beautiful guitarist, isn't he, that fella, Aaron? Now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And this week in the Waikato, what can we expect coming up? Today it's beautiful light sort of drizzle here in Whangarei here today. It's not as windy as it has been the last few days, which is good because it has been ferociously windy for the last sort of week or two. But tomorrow they're expecting sunshine to return to the Waikato, and Friday a bit cloudy, a bit sunny, then sunny again Saturday, then windy once more on Sunday, then sort of sunny Monday, Tuesday next week, and then cloudy sort of a little here and there, and then maybe some rain Friday. 20 degrees are expecting today, 22 tomorrow, then sort of 21 to 20 for the rest of the week, and knots on temperatures are going to be, it's kind of like 14, 15 until Saturday, dropping down to 12 on Sunday night, and then 13s, 14s, 15s once more for the rest of the week following that. And the winds today are west-southwesterly. Tomorrow they'll be south-southwesterly. In fact, they'll be south-southwesterly pretty much the rest of the week after that. So all from that kind of direction. Yeah, chance of rain today. So humidity today is 85% or 81% depending where you look. And the sun rose this morning at 9 past 6 in the morning and will set this evening at 8:47, and the length of visible light is 15 hours and 39 minutes. The actual day length being 14 hours and 37 minutes, and tomorrow will be 1 minute and 3 seconds shorter than it is today. And the beautiful moon will rise this afternoon at 2:53 very shortly, is set at 1 past 1 in the morning. It's a waxing gibbous moon, 61% eliminated, coming up to full moon on the 14th of January, so about a week away or so for that one. And, it has been hanging in the easily visible in the afternoon lately, I've noticed. So, there's some weather for you. Now I'm going to play a request song now called Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead. I hope you enjoy this one, Nick.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
You let nothing, nothing.
That was Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead, a request going out. I hope you enjoyed that out there, folks. And we're going to have a look at some gardening to-dos now. What you can plant around here in the temperate zones, like here in the Waikato. And for this month, you can sow the seeds for all of these things. The amaranth, which is also Love Lies Bleeding, of course. A basil, your climbing and dwarf beans, beetroot, your burdock, your carrots, your chives, your cucumber. Those are all seeds. You can plant out your French tarragon. You can sow the seeds for your kohlrabi and lettuce. Plant out your marrow. Sow your seeds for your mustard greens. You can plant out your okra, which is also ladyfinger or gumbo, interestingly. And you can sow the seeds for oregano or parsley, radish, rutabaga, and salsify. Plant out your silver beet. Sow your seeds for your sunflower, sweet corn, and turnips. Plant out your watermelons and zucchinis. And there's going to be a couple of double ups here, but flower-wise and fruits and things like that, there's alyssum. Basil beans, beetroot, blueberries, carrots, chrysanthemums, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, daisy, delphinium, dianthus, fuchsias, gerberas, and patens, lavender, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, pansy, viola, parsley, passion fruit, petunia, radish, silver beet, spring onions, and sweet corn. And just while I'm talking about gardening things, also the lovely Jasmine is next door here opposite the Raglan Community Radio HQ in the Town Hall on Bow Street with her, the Koha seed stand out the front there. So, or the Araha seed stand, sorry, so you can go in there and grab some seeds locally grown, which you can take home and plant in your garden. But please, folks, treat it respectfully and only take what you need. And if you can, you know, grow some seeds and put them back in there to stock up the chests for the Whangarei Environment Centre. So there we are. That's some gardening things happening. Now I'm going to play for you a song by Creedence Clearwater Revival called Ramble Tamble. CCR there with Ramble Tamble. And now on here on the Over the Fence show, we're going to start looking at a few of the things kind of I'm expecting to be popping up in the primary sector themes, I guess you'd say, coming up in this new year, 2025. And biosecurity here in Aotearoa, I think, is going to be under the spotlight once again. Of course, near the end of last year, the avian bird influenza was found on one poultry farm down in Otago. So it hasn't spread so far. I think NPI's done a pretty good job in hanging it back, containing it so far anyway. But, of course, the fall armyworm made its way into the country a couple of years ago, I think it was now, and that's just spread from up north, heading further and further. It's certainly in the Waikato now, I think over in the Bay of Plenty, and that may well spread further and further. So biosecurity here, particularly the bird flu, will be something we keep an eye on, and there could be other things like that popping up. And I know in the also in the sea, there's a few critters coming in on boats and things like that, which are, I reckon, a bit of havoc for our native seafood and shellfish and things like that as well. So, yeah, biosecurity, I think, is going to be a big one. And I know last year there was massive cuts to the staffing levels at Biosecurity NZ, which is kind of run under NPI at the moment. So that may well, hopefully not, though, but yeah, may well, be some action in that kind of area, but fingers crossed it won't be. But yes, so that's one for now anyway. We'll start with that one, and I'll come back some more after the song here by The Sneaky Feelings called Waiting for Touchdown.
That I knew.
Sneaky Feelings there with their song Waiting for Touchdown. And now we're going to return to a few of the themes which may present themselves in 2025 this year coming up. And I think another one will be, you know, given the trends in consumer preferences, organic food. There's going to be some movement in this area, I feel like, here in Aotearoa as well. Should get a lot more publicity and a lot more interest, I'd imagine. But, of course, there's the ongoing thing with the Regen Ag, of course, is you know, like the buzzword that's been flying around as well. So I think, hopefully, there should be more clarity around, you know, what's organic and what's regen over the year coming up. But this may, of course, all be complicated by, once again, this government, going on about how they're going to repeal some of the GMO and as genetic modified organisms and genetic engineering sort of law changes in this country to allow more of that stuff, release it, turn it loose here in the country, which, personally I think is really short-sighted and a bad idea, but so that may complicate things. They came with a bit of gusto, this government, about with all that, but I haven't heard anything about it for a while, and I've been kind of looking out for it, but I know Judith Collins was running a committee looking into it, but it's been quiet, which is always relatively scary for me anyway, so we shall see there, but yes, organics and regen, I think, are going to be some of the key themes for this year as well. That's if the and GE laws. So it's another little interesting thing we can all look forward to in the year, I feel like, anyway. So that's another couple of little things we can pay attention to. And I'll come back some more after this one by Leonard Cohen called Always.
Don't matter if you're a man or a woman, if you're in love with somebody, these are the words that you gotta learn to say. Now listen carefully, here it comes. Loving you, always. With a love that's true, always. When the thing you've planned plan understand. Always, always. Let's try it one more time. All be loving you. Always. With the love that's true. Always. When the thing you've planned needs my helping hand, I will understand. I will understand. Always, always. Always, don't worry, baby. That's when I'll be there. Always, not for just an hour. Or just a day. Not for just a year.
That was Leonard Cohen there with the song Always. And yeah, I just want to kind of ran over a bit quick bit. The GE free thing and the non-GMO sort of movement. We will be talking once more with some people around this coming up this year on the show. And the actual bill is called the biotechnology bill. And yeah, it's got a lot of things involved with it, and we will unpluck all these threads as the year goes by here on the Over the Fence show, folks, and we'll also be talking Organics New Zealand in the next couple of months about it as well, and there's a couple of other things going on with them as well, but just to close off that last segment, but also other themes coming up this year, potentially in the primary sector for 2025. And aquaculture, there's been a lot of, in the fast track regulations and things like that, there's been a lot of aquaculture projects up and down the country and, you know, on land and on sea been approved. And so that will be a lot of headlines about that, I'd imagine, this year coming up in Aotearoa here. And so it'll be interesting to follow that and see how it goes and what happens with it all and what have you. And also mining, of course, another fast track thing. There's like the seabed, which will affect the fisheries industry or potentially, and also on dock land, which, and on farm as well, which is going to be interesting as well to follow, like I say, this year as time goes by. So there's these things as well to or look forward to or not this year coming up. Now I'm going to play for you a song by the Mutton Birds called White Valiant.
Crowd walking
There was the Mutton Birds there with their song White Valiant, and that's kind of it for the show today, folks. And coming up next in the studio will be Jane's going to be talking to Carlene about a upcoming wine show in the town hall in February, so stay tuned for that. It'll be on in about half an hour or so. And also next week on the show we will be talking to Rachel Ralph from Hope Rising Farms about what they're up to there. We spoke to them a couple of years ago, but it'll be good to get them back on and have more of a chat about where they're at and what they're up to over there at the moment and into the future and things like that. So that's coming up next week on the show. And thanks for listening. I hope you're having a great New Year's out there so far, folks. And look after yourselves, look after each other. And I think that's all I wanted to say, really, this week. So, yeah, look after yourselves, folks. And ka kite. And I'm going to go with this one here called Anything Could Happen by The Clean, because anything could.